Prioritization. Most of the attention management content out there focuses on paying better attention to important tasks. However, it often lacks a key step, figuring out what you should be paying attention to in the first place. If your end goal is to pay more attention to important things, it makes sense to figure out what those important things are. Properly prioritizing your goals, tasks, and to-dos will help you accomplish this. Prioritization is the action or process of deciding the relative importance of things. Once you've discovered the relative importance of things in your life, you will know exactly where to direct your attention. Why is it important? This almost feels self-explanatory. Knowing what tasks are most important or urgent helps you properly direct your attention. You know which tasks mean the most to you and your success, so you can give them the attention they deserve. Some other benefits of prioritization include increased productivity, reduced stress. Urgent or important work gets the attention it requires. You waste less time or energy. Overall quality of work improves. You'll feel happier and more satisfied. You'll free up more time. Keeps you motivated. Helps you avoid procrastination. Even if you do nothing else in this guide, you will benefit immensely from prioritizing your tasks. Best practices. It's easy to start prioritizing your tasks. All it takes is some quiet reflection and time to think. A notebook or note app will be invaluable. 1. What are your tasks? Take some time to brainstorm a list of all the tasks you're responsible for. There's nothing too small or silly to include, so don't edit as you go. Write down as many tasks, personal or professional, that you must accomplish. Think about tasks you want to tackle but haven't found the time for as well. 2. What matters the most? This step will be unique to everyone. Take some time to think about the list you created and then highlight the most important tasks to you. It can be hard to distinguish what's important, but consider your goals. If you're struggling, ask yourself questions like, what tasks propel me towards my goals? Which tasks honor my personal preferences and desires? Which tasks will hurt me the most if I don't finish them? Which tasks require my input the most? Ideally, you want to balance tasks that you need to complete to stay afloat, along with other tasks that help you realize goals, dreams, and desires. 3. Which tasks are urgent? This step is purely about time sensitivity. Which tasks on your list have specific due dates or need to be done as soon as possible? These are quite often work-related tasks that have deadlines. Other times, these are tasks that you need to complete before moving on to something else. Whatever the reason, highlight the tasks you need to finish sooner than later. 4. The urgent important matrix. The heavy lifting is already done. You know the tasks you need to accomplish, and you have an idea of which ones are important and urgent. One way to properly prioritize these tasks is with the important urgent matrix. Do it. These tasks often pop out of nowhere or are due to procrastination. Your client has an emergency, you have a last-minute deadline, or there's an emergency at home. Schedule it. These tasks might not even have a deadline, but they're important to your overall vision or goals. Planning long or short-term goals. Self-care. Learning or improving skills. Delegate. This is busy work. Tasks that need to be done daily but don't progress you towards your goals. Household chores, responding to emails, some meetings or calls with colleagues or clients. Delete. These are things that you do daily that need to be cut out or cut down on. Certain bad habits, social media obsessions, and excessive TV watching. Now that you have your tasks organized in the important urgent matrix, you can start working on them. Tasks in the red and yellow zones are where you should be directing the most attention. 5. Review and adjust regularly. Prioritization isn't something you do just once and then sit back and cruise. You should try to review your tasks and adjust your matrix regularly. Aim to do this review monthly, but if you have a hectic life or a lot of tasks to stay on top of, consider reviewing and reflecting once a week. It doesn't take that long, and the more you do it, the quicker you'll be.